Sheer presence.
You've missed a couple of royal occasions. I mean, you missed your mother's, the Queen's coronation, did you? They wouldn't let you go to that.
They wouldn't let me go, yes. I missed it. I was sort of tied to the rocking horse and then...
Did you know what was going on?
I shouldn't think so for a moment. Annoyed a bit by being left behind, irrespective of what it was that I was being left behind from.
And then they wrenched you from your tutors and sent you off to Benenden. Was that a bit of a strain for you?
I'm afraid they didn't wrench me.
No, that's my colourful way of expressing it. You volunteered to go. Yes. Was that because you felt it was a bit inhibiting working with tutors and in the royal household, that you wanted to get out and meet other people?
Yes, I think to remember as tutors that, you know, there's really only you and them. And that requires an awful lot of concentration. there are certain advantages in being lost in a class of...
Were you nervous? Were you nervous about going to public school?
No, I think I did actually rather look quite afforded in many ways.
And how did they treat you? Was there any bullying done? I imagine there wasn't really... Knowing you. Or at least being aware of you.
Wasn't that big a girl? No, I don't think so. No, I wasn't really aware of any.
Was there
I didn't take you set out to. I was very quiet and kept my eyes near it. And...
Was there any toadying done by teachers or fellow pupils? Crawling?
I know what you mean.
Well, I don't, you know, some of the people I get on this show aren't all that bright, you understand. So when you finished in Benenden, as you said, you could have gone on to university, but unlike your brothers, you didn't choose to do so, at least two of your brothers. Why not?
No, I didn't. Well, I must admit that at the time I was rather influenced by the fact that I thought there were quite a lot of my contemporaries who were going to university simply because it was university. They didn't seem to be going for any particular reason, they just thought it was experience of I don't know quite what, really. And at that stage, I was being included by the Queen on some of her visits. And I rather hoped to be able to go abroad with her as well. And I just felt that was possibly more constructive from my point of view and more interesting than it would have been going to university. And I would see a lot more than...
It was the free trips.
It was certainly free. But I thought they were... It's funny because a lot of people think that, you know, any sort of royal visit, you don't see anything, you know, that you only meet grand people and that you only see what they want to show you. And of course, that rather assumes that you never look out of the window or, you know, don't stone deaf as well, and incapable of asking questions. And I learned a lot, I think. I mean, we went to some very interesting places. And the people you meet, of course, they may not... It's this wonderful phrase, ordinary people, isn't it? They may have been the top people in the country, but equally, there must have been a very good reason for them having got there in the first place. And they... It was a view, certainly, and you could legitimately criticise it for being one particular kind of view, but it was nonetheless they were worth talking to and asking questions.
By security?
Nowadays, not really. Because living in Gloucestershire and on a farm is really quite off the beaten track and out of the public view, it's really not too difficult. But you're at home and not very much in evidence. In public, on your official engagements, of course, it's an occupational hazard. And I think while you're busy, while you're actually going about talking to people, you don't really notice. That's not to say that other people, of course, don't notice, because it tends to be rather more obvious from the outside than it is from where you are.
Do you and Captain Phillips ever get a chance to go out on your own, say, for a quiet meal?
Yes, again, because in the area, being a sort of reasonably quiet rural area, that's not really very difficult. We've actually got one or two decent restaurants, too, so... I'm not going to tell you what that...
No, of course.